We are in the middle of the sermon series, What We Believe. The first Sunday, we talk about God. And second Sunday, we talk about Jesus Christ. And the next Sunday, we talk about Holy Spirit. And we talk about the Bible. And last Sunday, we talk about the Holy Communion. And today, we are going to talk about the fellowship. The fellowship sounds great, right? Because in the fellowship, we share the love. We share our food. You know, we share what we have. But for this time in today, I'm going to go more deeper meaning of the fellowship with you. It might be a little bit countercultural to you and to me, but I want to use some biblical culture, what that fellowship means in our life. Everyone has memories about the first meeting. When we met someone at first, and if the someone became special, we remember the moment that we met that person. But still, I remember January 9th, 1988, in my high school, I saw a girl in the church, and she was so, so beautiful. And I still remember that moment because she has become a very special person in my life. Where is she? She's not here. She's in the nursery as a volunteer over there. I still remember that moment that my two boys came to me, 2002 and 2005. They are so special to me. I still remember the moment. I remember my first meeting with the Step Parish Relation Committee in our church at the end of April 2017. It was my first meeting with the members of SPRC of this church. Do you remember when do you meet me? Maybe someday in the July 2017, right? My first Sunday, you met me. You see, the relationship begins with a meeting, right? The meeting with someone initiates the relationship with that person. So we meet and we developed our relationship. And in our relationship with one another, we are all connected. It is like a spider web, that we are all connected, directly or indirectly. It is very important, my brothers and sisters, that we are connected. Everybody say, we are connected.
We are connected.
Okay, what does it mean? What does connection mean? Well, simply speaking, it means your pain is my pain. Your joy is my joy. And Olivia, your hunger is my hunger, right? And your cry is my cry. And your sin is my sin. And my sin is your sin too. Listen very carefully, brothers and sisters. I say, my sin is your sin, and your sin is my sin. That is connection. Because we are all connected. I know in our Western culture, right? In our Western culture, we are so independent. And independency is a virtue. Individualism is very strong culture in our society. So in English, we say, none of my business, none of your business. We say that sometimes. We don't care other people if they don't bother us. So what I'm saying that we are all connected may sound very countercultural in our Western society, in our Western culture, because we are living in a culture of disconnection and isolation, or in a good way to express independence. I don't mean we are connected in terms of level of connection in the Facebook or other social media, but I really mean that if you are sick, I must be sick with you if I'm connected with you. If I cry, you must cry with me. This is connection, and this is a relationship that the Bible is teaching us. If you go through the biopsy test, then I have to go through the biopsy with you because I am connected with you. Sam, Leah, yeah, I go with you because if we are connected. If I'm sick, you must be sick. If I cry, you have to cry. Because we are all connected. This is what the Bible says. This is what the Bible says. But in our human society, we just stay in the very shallow relationship. shallow connection. In our Western society, we have a clear boundary between personal and public. So when somebody crosses the boundary, my boundary, we easily upset, and it shows us our relationship is very shallow. This is the reason that we don't understand why people die for another person's sin in the Bible. Look at the Bible, in the Old Testament, the New Testament, the people died because of this person's sin. Why? It seems not fair. It seems unfair, really. Because why should I die? It's not my fault. It is their fault. But the Bible says, I must be dead because of his fault, because of his sin, because we are all connected. You know, in our Western society, in our Western culture, we cannot understand. That's why, you know what? The Bible is very countercultural for today. We try to compromise our culture and biblical culture come together, and we try to interpret the Bible in a good way from our side. Ah, that's all the story. That's fairy tale. We don't believe these kinds of stories anymore. We try to make us comfortable with our own culture. But to be exact, we have to reflect ourselves through the biblical culture whether we are living in a good way or not. One of my favorite stories in the Bible is the story of the four friends carrying their paralyzed friend to Jesus. You know that story, right? There's a friend who couldn't move because paralyzed. The four friends carried him on the mattress on the bed, but they couldn't go through the crowd to go to Jesus. So they climbed up the roof, right? And then they made a hole on the roof and lowered their friend on the bed before Jesus. And Jesus looked at them, four friends, and the Bible clearly says like this way, when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralyzed man, son, your sins are forgiven. You know, he looked at the four friends' faith who carried their friend on the mattress, and then he proclaimed the paralyzed friend, say, hey son, your sins are forgiven. The reason that I like this story is that this story shows us we are connected. Because of your faith, I am forgiven. Because of my faith, you are forgiven too. We are all connected. That's why we are one in the Spirit. Because of the faith of Sam, I am saved. Because of my faith, Pam, you are saved. Because Pam, you are faith, Bob will be saved. Because Bob's faith, other people will be saved. We are all connected. When we do ministry, we easily think that we are doing something good for our neighbors, our community. And we think that doing good for our neighbors is a ministry. That's why we think about the ministry. That's why what we are doing in terms of ministry can be very easily unilateral, one-way ministry, unilateral, one-way, which means we think we are givers, they are receivers. Yeah, this is ministry. You know what? I made many mistakes when I was in the Philippines because I was so immature in mission at a time. So before I build up relationship with people in the Philippines, I tried to do something good for them. My attitude was so obvious that I was a giver and they were receiver. I was so wrong. Later, after building up my relationship with people in the Philippines, I found that the truth that I was a receiver and they were givers. Well, as many of you know, I am visiting the Philippines every January to teach an intensive class for Filipino pastors. But this coming January, I'm visiting the Philippines again. It is my personal mission trip every year, and I have to provide all the expenses by myself. The reason that I visit the Philippines every year is because being with Filipino pastors for teaching actually teaches me who I am and what I have to do as a pastor. I go there to teach, but honestly, they teach me with a passion for the ministry and passionate prayers and incomparable faith in Jesus Christ. Christian mission and ministry must be mutual by connection. Have you ever seen the survey in the European countries, asking them about their concept of American? Number one is what? Arrogant. Yeah, they just try to do something. They are not ready to learn from us. Well, I'm talking about meeting, connection, relationship, ministry, and Christian missions. And brothers and sisters, all that I am telling you is fellowship. Everybody say fellowship. Meeting, connection, relationship, ministry, and Christian missions are all about fellowship. In Greek word, fellowship is koinonia. And the original meaning of koinonia is a communion or fellowship with sharing what we have. It does not refer to sharing any leftovers after I use to other people. But it refers to sharing what I have right now, not leftover, as if we are one body in Christ. So fellowship means that we are all connected. We are one in body, one body in Christ. I really like our fellowship in our church. You know, we call our dining place as a fellowship hall because we share food. But the true fellowship is not sharing food only, but true fellowship is to share what we have seen and what we have heard. And that means in true fellowship, we can share the gospel, the good news that God, Jesus is our Christ, Jesus is the Lord. So in our fellowship, it's not just spending time with a good time, good, just like friendship, but true fellowship is that we have to share what we have seen, what we have heard. I saw it, I heard it, my brothers, that God loves me and God loves you so much. That's what I seen, that's what I heard. So I'm telling you truth that God loves you. You see the fellowship here? Hey, I have a food here to share with you. That's good fellowship. But behind these kinds of fellowship, we have to share what we have seen, what we have heard. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I can tell you what I heard and what I have seen through my life, through my ministry here. God loves me so much, and God loves you so much. It doesn't matter what you think of yourself. It doesn't matter that you think that I don't deserve to be loved. It doesn't matter because God loves you and that truth cannot be changed. So I can share with you with a fellowship in Christ. God loves you so much. God loves me so much until He gave up His Son Jesus Christ. And I am sharing with you this truth that what I'm seeing and what I heard, and this is what I'm sharing with you. So the fellowship we need to build up with others must be based on the fellowship with God, the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ first. I can tell you the fellowship is an invitation to our God. It is like this. Well, when I am in the kinds of a party or reception area, right? I'm talking to my good friend, right? And one of you came to me and I saw you. Oh, wow, come on in. Why don't you join with us? Why don't you join me? I mean, in this conversation. Hey, this is my friend. Hey, this is my friend. So I just try to introduce them, right? Right? The invitation. You know what? That is a fellowship. That's fellowship. Why don't you join us? Why don't you join our conversation? Why don't you join our relationship? Why don't you join our connections? That is a fellowship. I would like to encourage you to pray for others because it is a fellowship with others in God. I have connection with this person, right? I mean, I have a connection with the person and there's one person came to me. I tried to invite him to this connection. That's fellowship. Yesterday, in our Saturday prayer group ministry, we pray for many, many people of our church. I'm going to use example. And Natalie Vertrees, I love my sister Natalie. Hi. Right. She didn't know what happened yesterday morning, right? You didn't know what happened yesterday morning, right? But in our prayer group ministry, I have a fellowship with God, right? By prayers. God. And then our members, our prayer group members, we gather together, we pray for Natalie. God. Natalie has a back pain. Please heal her. We were inviting not only to our fellowship with God. You see, this is the fellowship with God, with others. We pray for Little Jackson, we pray for Betty Bridges, we pray for Dorothy Titt, we pray for Jill, we pray for Harry and Wilma, we pray for Charles, we pray for Leah, we pray for Kathy, for her feet. Well, you don't know what happened yesterday, but we invite you to fellowship with God. Because we heard, because we seen that God's real, and we know, and we heard, we seen that God loves you so much, that's why we invite them to our fellowship in our prayers. That's why I encourage you to pray for one another. That is fellowship in God. We believe in the fellowship, which means we believe in the connection one another in God. Without God, our connection can be very selfish, which means we will use our connection for our own sake or for our own benefit. The fellowship that I believe is the connection with you in God, in God. Without God, we cannot have a true fellowship with anyone, but only within God, we can have a right fellowship. So, we have to look other people through the lens of our fellowship with God. Well, it is very important, but I want to make it clear because it can be hard to understand, but very important. Let me repeat it again. I have to look my wife, I have to look at my children, I have to look at you through the lens of my fellowship with God. Simply, it is like this. When I have a good fellowship with God, I have a good fellowship with others. I have a good fellowship with my wife. Because I see others through the lens of God, through the heart of God. Why? Because I have a fellowship with Him. Because I am connected with God. As the scripture says today, we have the fellowship with one another with what we have seen and heard in God. What I have seen and heard is God loves us so much. It doesn't matter what you think of, as I said. But it is really better what God think of you. And I have seen, I have heard is that God think of my wife. Sometimes, not my style, but what I see that my God think of my wife as He loves her so much. I just look at myself when I have kinds of emotional conflict with any persons or emotional conflict with my children, emotional conflict with my wife. I look at myself that I didn't have good, clear fellowship with God. But whenever I have a good fellowship with God, I use God's lens to see other people. We have to use the lens of God to see other people. Well, he's different from me. She's different from me. Chemistry, Luisa, I don't like you because I don't know, maybe you and me, we have different chemistry. Well, I'm using my lens. But I see God loves her so much, God loves me so much because of God, we have a fellowship. A couple of weeks ago, I got an email from our church members and the person complained me on the email about other persons. I don't like that person. And that person is so cruel to me. So, Pastor, if you don't do anything, I'm not going to come back to your church. I'm going to go to another church because that person really hurt me a lot. You know? What should I say? I'm going to pray for you. You can find a better church for you maybe then. Because after I saw that email, I pray, God, what should I do? The answer was so clear. God loves her so much, loved that person so much, and God loved that person so much too. We are not judgmental, but we have to love. But if there's anything happen like that way, I'm sorry. I cannot take any side, but we have to build up, we have to restore the new fellowship with God. Brothers and sisters, we are all connected. And the bond of the connection is the love of God. We are in the fellowship with one another in God. We pray for each other. We build up one another in love. We encourage each other to follow God's will. And we love one another as Jesus loves us. This is the fellowship in God. And this is what we believe. In the fellowship with God, we are connected. Your pain is my pain, and my pain is your pain. Your joy is my joy. My joy is your joy. And your faith saves me, and my faith saves you, because we are connected. Do you have a friend? Do you have a children? Do you have family members who are not believing in Jesus Christ yet? Your faith can save them. But your sin can be their sin too. So we have to have a right fellowship with God. And by our faith, they can be saved. That is a fellowship. That's what we believe in the fellowship. And we live together in that fellowship in God. And this is what we believe. Let us pray.